As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, May the 20th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you cannot remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, maybe Extendivite's your answer. Anyway, you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular, of all things, and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call it at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Another bale full of emails came in yesterday. Good stuff, though. Pretty interesting reading. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Of course, if you're getting raptured out tomorrow, please don't throw that gold and silver in the street. Just put it in a cardboard box. Take all your Federal Reserve notes, pack them in there nice and carefully so that those coins don't joshle around and frighten the postal employees. Put all those Federal Reserve notes in there nice and carefully. Close the box down, tape it up real good, and send it to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. I'll be sure and recycle your gold, your silver, and your Federal Reserve notes for you, in your absence, of course. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live, all broadcasting. Become vocal local to their local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. All that contact information can be found at BecomeVocalLocal.com. Or you can take the express lane and go straight to oraclebroadcasting.com and just follow the clicks and links. Precious metals, crab rock trending higher, I should say. U.S. dollar and oil firm this morning, IMF, Legrand, Libya, Israel, election finance, private colleges, Google Power, Bradley Manning. Well, what else couldn't be in the news today? Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up $8.20, now above again the $1,500 peg at $1,502. Silver up 22 cents at $35.16. Platinum up a buck at $17.64. And palladium up $6 at $731. So things are kind of stabilizing there in the metals market. The lows and the highs, pretty good spread going up here. $1,492 a low, $1,505.70 for a high in the gold spot market. But at $1,502 even, your gold is up year to year, $319.20 for a 26.98% return on your investment. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes, indeed. And welcome back to our Friday, May the 20th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into our market report and close it out for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading up $8.20 an ounce at 1502 even. Silver up 22 cents at 3516. Platinum up a buck at 1764. And palladium up $6 at $731 a troy ounce. The London gold fix this morning. The boys in London set the price at 1502.75. It's been toying with that for most of the morning. Lots of up and down. It'll be, as they say, choppy and the markets for a few days, probably. The SPDR gold shares, this would be your State Street Global Advisors, this would be your Barclays Capital, this would be your Rothschild's interest. They're holding in their GLD, ostensibly 1,191.34 metric tons, unchanged overnight from yesterday at $57.2 billion worth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 45 at 12,605. The NASDAQ closed up at 2823. The S&P 500 closed up 3 at 1344. Crude oil this morning up 28 cents, yet below that $100 peg at $98.72 for a 42-gallon barrel. of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 22 basis points at 75.33. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find a decline in the Canadian loonie off 40 basis points at $1.02. The Mexican peso down 9 basis points at 9 cents U.S. The euro off 56 at $1.42. The British pound exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.63, up 8 basis points. And that Swiss franc up 30 basis points at $1.14. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year U.S. Treasuries, that's our bonded indebtedness, is at 0.53%. The 10-year benchmark stands at 3.18% yield, and the 30 is at 4.33%. In the mortgage markets this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moving down, continuing these downward trends in the mortgages, down from 3.99% a month ago to 3.82% in the national average, and 30-year mortgages likewise moving down this morning from 4.78% a month ago to 4.60%. So rush out and get that mortgage, won't you please? Prime rate this morning stands at 3.25%, and your gold to silver ratio, it'll take you 42.73 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Everything looks pretty stable in the marketplace. The economic calendar was really slow yesterday, but didn't give the kind of news that they were hoping to get. Let's look at some of it. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index. How comfortable are you this morning, consumers? Consumer confidence fell last week to the lowest level in 9 months. Well, so much for that. As the Bloomberg Consumer Confidence Index declined to a minus 49.4. Everybody's shorts must be in a bunch. The worst reading since August of last year from the prior week's minus 46.9. Well, that's not good news. Here's another one. Existing home sales. The housing sector continues to stumble. Wow. Where's that good news? Well, it's not going to be in this report, I can assure you. The housing sector continues to stumble, with April existing home sales coming in a little below expectations at 5.05 million annual unit rates, down 0.8% in the month, with the year-on-year rate moving into the negative double digits at 12.9%. Supply on the market ballooned to 9.2 months. Let me just put away your hammers, gentlemen. You're all done. You're finished. You're washed up. We got enough houses to last us for a couple of years. Find another job. Go back to Mexico. Do whatever it is that you're going to do. Here's an interesting story. Maryland governor signs a French railroad Holocaust bill. Yeah, that's in the news. New news. This is off the RSS feed from the BBC. A U.S. governor. This guy's got to be replaced. I don't care, folks. I'm sorry. A U.S. governor has signed a bill requiring a French railway company to disclose its role in the Holocaust if it is to win state contracts. I'm not kidding. All right. These guys are still talking about that. Martin O'Malley of Maryland signed a bill aimed at Keolis, a Paris company owned by French National Railways, SNCF. The company had bid to operate commuter trains in the state of Maryland. Historians say, you know how they say about the historians, historians say that the SNCF moved 76,000 Jews to Nazi camps during the Holocaust. Wow. The law's supporters say it will force disclosure of war records. God, we're all waiting for those records. I sure hope they're credible. Online availability, quote, "We hope this legislation can become a national model sooner rather than later so that Holocaust survivors who are still with us can know that the atrocities inflicted upon their families and their people will remain in our minds, will never be forgotten, and will never be repeated," said Mr. O'Malley on Thursday. Please, someone, replace this governor soon. According to the bill, the first of its kind passed in the U.S., companies that were involved in the deportation of Holocaust victims that seek contracts with Maryland's commuter rail system would have to make their company records pertaining to their roles available online to the public. The company records required to be disclosed include internal memoranda, receipts, invoices, audits, and correspondence. In addition, the companies would have to provide an account of property confiscated from Holocaust victims and an account of restitution paid. The bill is specifically aimed at an American arm of Keolis, a Paris-based company whose major shareholder is French Railroad Société Nationale des Chemins de Fer, or SNCF, appropriately. Keolis had submitted a bid to provide commuter rail service along two lines in Maryland. And they dragged this guy out. You probably keep him in a closet somewhere. Holocaust survivor Leo Breathholes. Don't hold your breath there, Holes. Anyway, 90 years old. Pushed for the legislation and attended the bill signing ceremony. Quote, "It's a beginning," close quote, said Mr. Breathholes, who escaped from an SNCF train wagon en route to the Auschwitz concentration camp. Quote, "The other states will probably take note and perhaps do the same thing. We need contrition, we need statements, and we need the truth." Well, I would agree with you there, Mr. Breathholes. We're all holding our breath, waiting for the truth to come out in public. But some French historians have said that the company, an arm of the French state, was forced into its role in the Holocaust by the German occupation forces. That's right. They were forced into it. It wasn't done willfully. Anyway, here's another one. Press TV. You know, these guys had a role in covering all this up, too. Britain steps up pressure on Press TV. The British government has unleashed a new wave of pressure on Press TV in the latest example of infringements on the freedom of speech. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And boy, never underestimate the power of prayer. You know, these Schofieldians in the Bible Belt down here, you know, they're all praying for the rapture tomorrow. And boy, we got this thunderstorm just going like crazy over the head of me right now. And they're looking and calling and praying for an earthquake and rent the garments and every... Oh, they're ready to go. I'm telling you, they're ready to go. Jeebus Bus is ready to load. Anyway, Britain steps up pressure on Press TV. Hope we can get through the broadcast without taking a lightning bolt. Anyway... Britain steps up pressure on Press TV. Rather interesting article sent by one of our listeners. The British government has unleashed a new wave of pressure on Press TV in the latest example of infringement on the freedom of speech. That's right. The British government is apparently seeking to use Ofcom, that'd be their Office of Communications, regulations as a pretext to impose penalties on Press TV News Network and the independent London-based Press TV company. Wow. Say that quickly three times. Anyway, it's speculated that in a politically motivated move, the British Office of Communications, better known as Ofcom, is pursuing a case against Press TV for broadcasting an interview with a Newsweek journalist. That's right. Reminds us of Noah Webster and the censorship coming into the World War I and World War II in England. The telecommunications regulator is drawing on Newsweek journalist Maziar Bahari's complaint that includes claims of unfair treatment and unwarranted infringement of privacy in the making and broadcasting of a Press TV program. While Press TV is preparing to publicize the case and its arguments against Ofcom, many analysts say Ofcom's move adds another piece to the puzzle of the British government in its bid to further limit Press TV's activities. It appears that Press TV's policy of breaking the Western monopoly on media and its critical examination of certain red lines for the Western media has been the main reason behind Britain's efforts to pressure the Iranian news channel, with cases like that of Bahari serving as a means to Britain's end. So you can put aside all of that nonsense about fair and balanced reporting. It'll only be fair and balanced as long as they're holding the balances. They've got the thumb on the scale, and England is no better than the United States for suppression of the news. And all you got to do is go into Bloomberg website or any of the other main websites out there, and you'll find that there's really very little news about the United States. It's all about Europe. It's all about Africa. It's all about Libya and what's going on in this country. You'd think that it was just all things continuing as they were. That's certainly not the case, however. That's certainly not the case. Let's go over here and talk about elections briefly. This is a huge article. I highly recommend all of you that have a political bent to go up on Bloomberg this morning. Pull this one down and print it out. It'll give you names and dates and places and things we need to know going forward in the election cycle. Secret donors multiply in U.S. election spending. All right? And this is by editors, is the way they say it, by editors. So this is probably a colloquy, a compendium from numerous different articles off the Bloomberg website. In the weeks before last November's election, television viewers in South Carolina were treated to an animated caricature of Representative John Spratt high-kicking in a chorus line with President Barack Obama and then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Quote, "It's the worst economy in decades," they add intoned, and the folks in Washington are living it up, spending our tax dollars like there's no tomorrow. I always have to start out with this public opinion section, you know, appeal there. That ad and a second one mocking Spratt appeared at least 723 times, blah, 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 blah. Commission on Hope and four other Republican-leaning groups spent at least $4.05 million attacking candidates in the run-up. What's all this about? It's all these guys, the backroom deals, all the people that no longer, you know, corporations can spend an unlimited amount of money. Trade unions, union groups, nonprofits, and so on, they can just dump all the money they want in behind these corporate whores and, you know, just run away with the election scot-free. But there are those that are out there that are starting to find ways to figure out who's greasing whose palm. Anyway, let's drop on over to this one. This is the, do we want to go there? Well, everybody's heard about this one. I'm going to give you a little bit of it, too. Netanyahu says the Obama endangering Israel. Of course, you've all probably gagged over the report that was put out yesterday. The speechwriters crafted a real natty little speech for Barry the Usurper to mouth on TV, I guess. And I watched, I didn't watch any of it, but I have a copy of the entire transcript, and it's not all that revealing. But anyway, everybody's got their yarmulke in a bunch, and Netanyahu's coming to Washington. The boss going to come over and talk to the boy. Yeah, he is. Anyway, but don't get too concerned, folks. Nicole Gallet and Jonathan Furziger, writing this collaboratively for Bloomberg, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Barry the Usurper's call for a Palestinian state based on the 1967 lines risked endangering his country just hours before the two are scheduled to meet in the Oval Office. This is going to be a good meeting. Netanyahu responded to the usurper's speech on the Middle East yesterday by saying that such borders would be indefensible and could leave major Jewish population centers behind Palestinian lines. See, Nettie, that's one of the problems, okay? That's one of the problems. You've been so far behind the Palestinian lines for so long, encroaching upon these poor people's property, that they're pissed and they want you gone. Two states, the only answer, right? The usurper and Netanyahu are scheduled to break mitzvah at 11:15 this morning. Anyway, Obama's speech marked the first time a U.S. president has explicitly backed using the 1967 boundaries. This article is going to continue on and on. I'm going to go down here. We're going to talk about the big new Brzezinski and a bunch of other stuff. It's up there. You can read about it. There's some things that can't be swept under the carpet, especially fundamental principles that are important to the Israeli consensus. That's right, the Israeli consensus. They're talking about Washington, D.C., where about 80% of Congress are Israeli dual citizens, double agents, or bootlicks. Just another way to say it. Netanyahu's language reflects his desire to make it clear of Israel's position before today's meeting, said a government official who spoke on a condition that he didn't want to lose his head or his job. The usurper said a deal along the 1967 lines, which has been the basis for off-and-on talks for 20 years, needs to include land exchanges to allow Israel to retain major settlement blocks in return for granting offsetting lands to Palestinians. And on it goes, and on it goes. It just, you know, this is just the way it goes. There's no question about it. Let's see what else we got on the browser here today. Barry the usurper. This is another one about Barry, good old Barry, my favorite boy. Development key is the key to strengthening democracy. Strengthening democracy, he's still stuck on his original agenda, isn't he? Juliana Goldman, of all people, and Roger Runningen writing this for Bloomberg. Barry the usurper said economic development must follow political reforms in the Middle East and North Africa. Of course, we're talking about foreign direct investment here. We're talking about advancing sustainable development on a global scheme. That's right. That's what sustainable development's all about. It's sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns. That's right. Nothing to do with the weather. Continuing, just as democratic revolutions can be triggered by a lack of individual opportunity, successful democratic transitions depend upon an expansion of growth and broad-based prosperity. Broad-based prosperity. democratic transition. That's a conversion to a socialist government. Well, that's what Barry's got to say. We'll see what else the news basket has for us right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting edge talk radio.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, we're back once again. Yes, indeed. Looking at this article here on Bloomberg about Barry the Usurper. You know, what do you get? You know, you go to a bunch of functionally illiterate people and beg them to write your stuff for you, and then they write this stuff for you, and then a functionally illiterate teleprompter reader reads the stuff, and well, you know, it doesn't really play too well on Main Street, and it doesn't do too well internationally either, but nevertheless, this is what he says, okay? Just as democratic revolutions can be triggered by a lack of individual opportunity, successful democratic transitions depend upon an expansion of growth and broad-based prosperity. Obama said in a speech at the State Department in Washington intended to define the U.S. role in promoting freedom and economic opportunity in the region. The usurper also criticized the governments in Libya, Syria, and Iran for turning to brute force to stay in power. You talk about the black calling the pot kettle. Anyway, nevertheless, he did. And he called on the leaders in Bahrain and Yemen to heed calls for reform. Almost 2 years after he called for a new beginning with the Arab world, the usurper has offered a fresh blueprint for the U.S. role in the Middle East and North Africa at a historic moment. America must use all our influence. Watch out. Doc. Use all of our influence to encourage reform in the region. We've got another article here about a NATO airstrike. We'll get to that in a moment, using our influence. And yes, our message is simple. If you take the risk that reform entails, you'll have the full support of the United States. Shadi Hamid, the director of research at the Brookings Doha Center, called the speech disappointing. Well, it is disappointing. I would just encourage you to read it, though it's going to have some after effects. The blowback will likely be substantial. NATO aircraft hit pro-Qaddafi Libyan warships. Hey, before we go to there, let's go back to here. I promised Jeff from Chelsea I'd bring him up right after the break, and by golly, I will. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Will, how's it going?
It's going fine for me. Are you all packed? You ready to go in the morning?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Well, you know what's funny, Will, is I thought about this, Will, is that I was watching a YouTube video, and this is the Guinness Book of World Records for the biggest mouse infestation in the world. It's in this farmhouse in Australia, and I see these mice just coming into the farm, eating everything and ruining everything. And, Will, you know what it reminds me of? Illegal immigration. What does this have to do with the Middle East? Well, everything, because guess what? We're going to be a two-state country. Heck, we might even be a five-state country. You'll have a Muslim state, a communist state, a Mexican state, and all these mice will come in and take a little piece of the pie, and guess what? The straight white Christian male will be diseased and have all this stuff eaten, and we will cease to be America.
I don't think we need to use the future tense. I think for this discussion we can use past tense or present tense.
Well, that's it. I mean, America will be this big Zimbabwe, and you'll see billy goats coming into the hospital, and hospitals will be crowded, and they'll smell, and everything like that. And you know what? When it comes to the Middle East, if you want my opinion on the subject, what would happen if all of a sudden, with a magic wand, every Jewish person was kicked out of Israel and the Muslims took over? I'll tell you what would happen. The Muslims would use Israel as a springboard to conquer the world.
Well, that's a possibility, I would suppose. But I think that basically, you know, if we look at and understand the whole migration, international migration and development agenda by the, let's face it, you know, Alger Hiss, you know, he wasn't a Catholic. But anyway, the United Nations program in that regard, the whole idea of so much of when we were growing up, at least when I was growing up, Jeff, all the cowboys and Indians and those sort of things, all the Western movies and the settlers and the pilgrims and all of that. This is all the same language that was used while, you know, the Rothschilds were setting up the Zionist state of Israel. So we got conditioned to this, and then we have the borders situation in the United States wide open, especially to the south. To build the sympathy for the idea of building walls on borders and throwing people out of the country and those sorts of things. The Statue of Liberty and the inscription of bringing us your poor, your tired, and your homeless, all that sort of stuff. It's all this is multi-generational conditioning to set us up for the creation of this, what I consider, Jeff, this illegitimate box of rocks called Israel. And the reason I use it, and I use it, you know, from a standpoint of research, this isn't something where, you know, the Hebrews, you know, the wandering Jews finally had their Messiah and came home like the Bible says. This is basically an Eastern European atheistic Zionist political tactic to establish a stronghold, a base for the conquest of the Near and the Middle East by Europeans. And so, my hat is off to the people that are resisting this, and my hat is off to the people who have actually read the Bible, you know, and actually think about these sorts of things properly. But as far as the State Department creating this this nightmare and us financing it, I say no and no way.
Well, I will say this, because my heart will always be with the Jewish people in Israel. I will say this, that that people with dual citizenship should not have any political position whatsoever, any top secret position. I don't care whether they're from Israel or Sweden or England. Dual position is an instant disqualification. Number two, no foreign aid to anybody, and so forth. And we get back to the Americanist way, which is less government, more responsibility, with God's help, a better world. And if we keep on meddling in all these and all these wars, it's going to come back and bite us in the rear end, because the mice are coming through this country, and the mice are going to start dictating policy, and that's the main point of my call. Well, it's going to be very interesting. And here's a funny note. Gerald Camping said that tomorrow's going to be the end of the world. I don't buy it. We're going to be a third world toilet. Have a good one.
Thanks so very much. All right. Now let's go and hang over, and let's go over here and go up to Minnesota and say good morning, 10K.
Hey, how are you doing today, Will?
I'm doing absolutely fine.
I'd like to do a follow-up regarding this basketball hoop incident that was addressed the other day.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. A couple things that came to mind when that caller called in.
It's Mike from Texas, I think.
I don't remember the gentleman's name, but a couple of things come into mind when I listen to this story and I think about it. And one of the things that was denied to the people who own that piece of property, and the property being that basketball hoop, was due process.
That's right.
And, yep. And the other thing that comes to mind, too, is that in our state here, the people own the property, and what is given away is an easement for the road and utilities. And essentially, you own the property all the way up to the middle of usually the road, and the local government then has this easement to put that road there and run the utilities. And so the thought that comes to mind is, when at one point in time did this mentality come that the state has total ownership, but really what the state has is just an easement?
Well, this is not universal either. Now, here in Missouri, they have the same sort of a thing where you own to the center line of the road, the road traveled, the traveled lane, I guess, the traveled way, the road surface.
Right.
And that's not the case in the West. In Washington, there are dedicated rights of way, okay? And so that's a much more specific and, I believe, a far better way of going. Because basically here in Missouri, I'm paying a property tax on the number of square feet of ground that I have, but I don't get a credit back for the road that I can't use. Are you with me? So that, to me, is not a good thing. Number two is that even though this is an easement, a right-of-way easement, if I go out and maintain that right-of-way, I can come into and have and personally come into a crossfire with the county commission, because they don't want you out on the right of way. So even though they would intimate that it would be your responsibility to, if a tree fell down across the road, I'm supposed to supply my tractor and my chainsaw and my labor and go get that tree off there, or you can contact the state or the county and they'll send a truck out and do that work. But if I were to go in and regrade and improve the drainage and fix the, you know, that, or change the grading on the road itself so that the road is free draining, then, like I said, I can come into some problems there. But stay with me. We're right on top of a break. We'll continue it on the other side.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And visiting this morning with Jason from Minnesota. You can call in, folks. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065. Kind of a continuation from a conversation we had earlier in regards to these basketball hoops, let's say, backstops, placed inside a public right-of-way, along a public right-of-way, facing the street, there where then young or old alike can use the street as a place for recreation. And the confiscation, if you will, in Texas and also in Kansas City, Missouri, and other places of these backstops when people that are not happy about them or they violate any kind of a code or an ordinance when they're removed. And Jason has brought up the idea that they would be the people, the landowners, the property owners would have had their due process, if you would, violated there. Because they didn't receive notice before the confiscation occurred. We don't know that to be a case, Jason. They may have received complaints. They may have received a notice from the city or the town to please remove this thing or so on by such and such a date. And if they didn't, then that they would be removed. Now, if they just show up at 6 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning or even 8 o'clock in the morning and just start loading them in and trucking them off. Now, they've done that in Kansas City, and they've got a backstop graveyard at the transportation center there, because people quite frequently feel that they can go to Walmart or some of these sporting houses and buy one of these water-filled backstops and just put it up and play basketball. So now, before we go any further, I have gone through an exchange of letters not only with the Attorney General's office in Missouri, but also with the head legal counsel for the Missouri Department of Transportation. And what I was, the questions that I was asking them is that what title rights or interest are, do people have to using public right-of-way, which is intended for travel, for recreation? You know, they always talk about watch out for the children playing and things like that. You have to slow down. To what extent is the use of the roadway, let's say you were to go out and play football in the street, or if you were having a soccer game in the street, or if you're playing basketball in the street, do the people that engage in that practice actually have any title right or interest? And the answer back from both the state attorney general's office and the head lawyer for the Missouri Department of Transportation is no and absolutely not. And so the question then becomes, if they have their backstop in the public right-of-way, whether it's an easement or not, they're putting an obstruction other than a United States Post Office approved mailbox in the right of way, and that property could be subject to confiscation. Your thoughts?
Yeah, this definitely requires much more in-depth talking, and what's missing from the dialogue are some of the things that we're bringing up this morning. And so the question, you know, my question is, what is this right-of-way that has been created, and what is its use for?
Well, originally, to answer the question, the right-of-way originally was farm to market or mine to market. It's a place we all have the right to travel, and so, you know, where we live, wherever we live, we have an inherent right in our even from the common law, the natural law, to go from point A to point B. Molested in the course of our lives. And so that's basically what the road is. And then when we get down to the point of putting on a macadam surface, gravel, grading, those sorts of things, blacktop, curbs, gutters, sidewalks, and all of that affair, street trees, lights, and the whole thing, that's just a continuation of the same right to travel.
Correct, yes. And in my township, I see that it starts out as a cartway.
Yes.
And then it is improved to a road, and then from there, then it goes to a county road, to a state highway, and so on and so forth, all the way up to the federal level of the interstate highways.
Yes, the national highway.
Mm-hmm. And then my question is, though, as it progresses from the cartway to the road, and so on and so forth, is it commonly agreed upon that what kind of behaviors or actions are going to be approved for within those right-of-ways?
Well, let's go this way with it. If I wanted to have, for instance, let's say a bazaar or a fair or something like that, I could actually make a request to whomever whosoever jurisdiction it is to get a permit, if you will, to have that and block off a section of the road. Or if you were up in New York City on September the 11th and you wanted to do a controlled demolition of building number 7, for instance, you would have a safety plan that you'd have to follow and road blocking, various things that you would have to go through. But you could actually petition or request or obtain a permit to do something that would otherwise be unlawful. We know that from our study of a license and a permit. You're doing something, you're making a request to do something that would otherwise be unlawful. So when you have a bunch of people parking along the road and playing basketball, 10 or 12 guys out there shooting the hoops all day long, they're doing so, but they're doing so without any authorization from anybody, and they might be doing it to their own hurt if it violates, let's say, other property owners' right, A, to travel, or B, to the use and enjoyment of their land, even if it's just an equitable interest in that land. That make sense?
Yeah, but then on the flip side of that is there behavior really prohibiting free travel, or is it that they're using that right of way until
they're using the right of way for an unauthorized and an unusual process? You know. It's for travel.
Okay.
It's not for recreation. If we wanted to have, and we do have, parks, we have a park, you know. If we want to have a sporting court, we have a sport court. Those sorts of things are out there and they're available. Now, not every small town has that. But just about every small town has that in the form of a public school and or a public park. And sometimes even churches will take their parking lot and they'll put a basketball hoop up. And if somebody wants to get together and a bunch of young men come together or ladies, they can play basketball on the church parking lot. But in the streets, no.
Yes. So now we're getting somewhere. Now we're more defining what it is that this right-of-way was created for.
Exactly. Travel.
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 So if I hook my donkey up to my cart to bring my grain into the town to sell it, then that's what that was for.
Yes, originally created for, and as long as you're not on a, let's say, a highway with that cart where they might have a minimum speed posting, or if they say for motorized vehicles only, you know, you're fine. You can take your cart and hook it up. I mean, here in Missouri, some places we have pretty wide, on the state highways, a pretty wide margin or shoulder that's paved. And quite frequently, you'll see a Mennonite family coming along in a beautiful carriage or a flat trailer or wagon being drawn by horses. No problem.
Correct. Okay, well, this has been a very good dialogue, and I think that it would help to understand just exactly what it is, what these right-of-ways or these easements were established for and what they should be used for.
Well, there's a secondary part of this, too, and that is that it's also a place for conveyance, all right? And so in conveyance, then that brings in things like conveying water, water lines, fire loops, fire hydrant loops, sanitary sewer, storm water, electricity, all of the various utilities, your high-speed DSL cable lines and things like that. All of those, you can make applications for conveyance in that under interstate and intrastate commerce. So, you know, those things can come into play as well. Those are all accepted precedented and, normal uses of a right-of-way.
Correct. And I think what people need to understand then is they need to probably go back and do a little bit of work and research and find out just what are these roadways.
Well, this is one of the really great things that you can do. But when you listen to Hal Anthony's broadcast, and you might even want to call in with and talk to Hal on Sunday, because he is an absolute, he's a treasure trove. He can quote law and citations and stuff like that. But it goes back into the mining law and comes forward. We have the right to travel. And that's what these roadways are all about, is the right to travel. And other uses are conditional and permitted.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this has been a good conversation, Will.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Jason. Appreciate it. We're going to be right back, folks, for hour number two. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, May the 20th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Unfortunately, I haven't a way to bring emails into the studio from my office computer simply because I keep these studio computers as free from that kind of traffic as possible to avoid contamination that has caused me nothing but grief in the past. But I do have a little bit, like I mentioned in the previous segment with our caller Jason from Minnesota in regards to these backstops. I did run into the office and pull that up and look at it. But basically, the decision back from the Missouri Department of Transportation Legal Counsel was that they have to be transportation-related issues, okay? Transportation-related activities. That's what rights of way are all about. And when you look at things like, as we were mentioning, water lines, that's transporting water, sewer, transporting sewer, storm sewers, storm water, transporting water, electricity, transporting electricity, telephone, transporting, you know, telecommunications, that sort of thing. All those are, and then transporting the mail. And originally, and this is something that I haven't mentioned too often in the past, but one that really needs to come up in the discussion. You know, we're doing a lot more with email these days. We do a lot more with the UPS and FedEx and parcel carriers and things like that. But originally, these were intended to be postal routes and ways. All right, that's a phrase. You can look it up. Postal routes and ways. And the counties are responsible for keeping postal routes and ways open. And this is where roads, mine to market, farm to market, roads in general, this is where the FedGov gets involved with it because it's the federal mail. It's the postal system. And so the county is duty-bound, if you will, to keep the postal routes and ways open. They're always trying to get out after a snowstorm and get those roads plowed so that the mail delivery can continue, you know, rather snow or sleet or hail or ice, you know, the mail has to go through. That's the whole idea. And so we sometimes don't, especially for people that are not property owners, they don't really think through all of these things very carefully because they've never encountered it in their own lives. You know, if you live all of your life in a rental property, you just kind of lose the relationship with the soil that people that own their land have with their soil. So this is a problem. And so you think, well, anything goes on a rental property. And then if you do damage to it, well, you've got a damage deposit. And you figure, what the hell, you know, let the landlord take care of it. I don't have to do, you know, yard work or mow or trim bushes or anything like that because this is the landlord's property, it's not my property. And this is one of the problems with communitarianism. It's one of the problems with socialism in general, that when people don't own their land, when they're not tied to the land in a way of ownership, there's no real incentive to do anything. And, of course, the more of us that discover that this fraudulent concealment and fraudulent conversion through the Federal Reserve note and the hypothecated lien that's laying back there in Admiralty and all of the things that we know,
when we talk about we think we own a piece of property, but we're really just the tenant on that. We're taxpayers. We're the people that are liable and responsible for the maintenance of that property. We have to keep it up to the code council's body of model codes and model acts. But we start to lose interest in our property, and that's why they keep this so carefully hidden. They don't want people to find out that when you take a 30-year mortgage, you've just paid a hell of a lot more for rent than you'd any sane man would. You think you own it, but when you do sell it, at least you can move the equity along with you to the next place. Anyway, that's that story. We'll be back with more news and your calls right after this.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again on our Friday, May the 20th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local on the day before the rapture. Wow. As I said before, you know, if you're going to throw your gold and silver out in the street, please be sure don't litter with that gold and silver and all those Federal Reserve notes. Just put them in a box. Carefully wrap it all up, you know, stuff in your Federal Reserve notes. Make sure the gold and silver doesn't shake around and scare the people at the post office. And then you can put it all in a box, tape it up real strong, and send it to me, William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And I'll be glad to do my best to recycle your gold, your silver, and your Federal Reserve notes while you're in heaven. Google-backed $5 billion offshore wind project wins reduced U.S. rate. This article off Bloomberg, we'll call this the last article for the news today. Brian Wingfield writing this. Google Inc. Now, we've carried this all the way back to July, what was it, the 15th or something like that, when Barry the Usurper created this National Ocean Council, and they went ahead and basically signed on to the Law of the Sea, lost, as they say, the treaty. And we found a project out there, what was it called, Cape Wind. And then we've talked about all these different zones that have been created along the shores, all right? And then all of a sudden, Google comes along, and they're ready to go, and they want to put in a power transmission system, be part of the grid, the smart grid, and all of that, you know? And, of course, we read Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes, where we discovered that through canal building and railroad building, the canal builders and the coasting trade and the mail trade, you know, even the Lusitania was packing mail and all of these steamship companies that were underwritten, you know, and they were underwritten by millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of tax dollars, all right? Tax dollars at work, your tax dollars at work. The various projectors, even whether they're in New York or wherever they were extending the railroads, they would be granted massive amounts of land as an incentive. The developers would then create a construction company, and then the construction company would build the road, and sometimes they'd build the road, sometimes they wouldn't. Sometimes they'd go bankrupt in the process, and so on and so forth. But it was just basically the implementation of credit mobilier. So here we are, 100 years later, and credit mobilier is back, this time in the form of Google building a undersea power line, all right? A Google Inc.-backed project to build a $5 billion undersea power line carrying wind energy. That must be some kind of a little tube, and they'll just blow wind. Well, no, that would be Al Gore's job to blow hot air in one end and have cold air come out the other, but maybe he would suck the hot air and then blow the cold wind. I don't know what he does. Anyway, a $5 billion undersea power line carrying wind energy along the coast from New York to Virginia won U.S. approval for a 12.59% profit, less than the other developers requested. So Google is going to get a guaranteed 12.59% profit on a $5 billion project, apparently. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission today granted the return on equity to the Atlantic Wind Connection, a project in which Google of Mountain View, California, owns 42% stake. Atlantic Wind sought a 13.58% return on their investment. Of course, this morning, two-year bonds are yielding 0.53%. 10 years are at 3.18. All right, and they're looking for 13.58% or 10 points above the bond rate. All orders are compromises. All orders are compromises, FERC Chairman John Wellinghoff told reporters today after the agency's monthly meeting. He said Atlantic Wind is an extremely innovative project that may reduce grid congestion. And then it continues and continues. You can find the article up on the Bloomberg website. We've been talking about Federal Emergency Management Agency's hazard mitigation planning system and how it impacts us right where we are in our precincts, in our towns, in our cities, and our counties, and our states. And walking through, not just hypothetical, but an actual hazard mitigation plan for McDonald County, which is the most extreme far southwest county in the state of Missouri. And this is back in 2005. And as I've encouraged you to go up on the internet and take a look, go to your state emergency management agency website and look and see whether or not they have a matrix, a chart of all of the counties in your state who have adopted countywide hazard mitigation plans. And if your county has, then the odds are exceedingly high that you have an enhanced 911 system and this plan in place. And that means that you've got countywide comprehensive planning and zoning coming at you. You've got floodplain buyouts and floodplain administrators and all of that coming on you and at you. You've got the insurance companies waiting in the wing. And what are they trying to do? Well, here in the appendices of this hazard mitigation plan, Appendix A, is the repetitive loss listing. Now, that's really what hazard mitigation planning is partially, I'll say, if not largely, partially about. The avoidance of repetitive loss claims. The insurance companies don't like to have to keep paying you over and over and over again losses due to man-made and natural disasters. They'd like to get you up out and away of the danger zone into one of these smart growth sustainable development communities, all right? But what's amazing here is even though we're going through this whole big deal in this little town, you know, little very rural county, the number, the total number of total losses in the county of repetitive losses from January of 1978 through December the 31st of 2003, the total number of losses from any of these sources was only 7. The number of closed losses was 6. The number of open losses was 0. There was one more loss there that's still hanging out. And the total losses were $205,526. And so based on this minuscule, specious loss, all of the people in the county are subject to these new rules and regulations. And so I just bring that to your attention. You might find something very similar right where you are. Now, they also then go on to a list of acronyms, which are always very revealing. And I would encourage you, when you look into all things United Nations and all things FedGov, to study out your acronyms. Find out about them. Go back to the Administrative Procedures Act. You can walk forward from there. Or you can just go right back to, Franklin Delano Roosevelt and bring it there. Many different places. But there's lots of acronyms that are used in these writings that other people, unaware of what the acronyms meant, would have no understanding of. Like an ASM. That's an Archaeological Survey of Missouri. BFE. A base flood elevation. Who sets the base flood elevation? Of course, that's FEMA. All right. Base flood elevations can sometimes be set in by private surveyors and sometimes county surveyors, but typically these flood elevations are set by FEMA. If you want to know what the 100-year floodplain is in your area, you need to go to FEMA's flood panels and look it up there. They're not necessarily arbitrary, not necessarily capricious. But we do need to be aware that they have recently, over the last couple of years, remapped America and reset the floodplains. All right? That's important because it has to do with your property ownership and what you can and may not be able to do on your land. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you?
You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so more just from the standpoint of, you know, informing you, I guess you'd say, information, as opposed to, you know, expecting you to crib this stuff down and write until your pencils are broken, you know. Just kind of let it flow over, and then you can go back to the archives if you're interested and pull down some more of these acronyms for yourself and pay attention to them. But the acronyms are not going to change very much from state to state. Or you'll find similars there. And when Vicki Davis does her research, at least I can, I'll assume this, I'll advance it. Don't know for sure, never watched her do it, but I've seen the product that she comes out with. She follows these kinds of links, and so do I, okay, when I'm doing this. And I'm always looking for clues. When we share these news articles off the Bloomberg website, I'm not giving them to you because I think that this is the gospel according to Michael Bloomberg. This is just the public notice that's being put out for your consumption. But the value in this is that it does oftentimes provide links and clues where we can go and do more study. We can verify the information. We can look at the point of view or the reference point that Bloomberg, and they're relatively stable in their points of view. It's pretty hard to prove them totally wrong most of the time, but you know you can on certain instances. But more so important is the clues that you get. Clues are worth their weight in gold. Man, I'll tell you, if people had started dropping these kind of clues and tips in my life when I was young, I would have felt like I was living a blessed life. Okay. A lot of research has gone into finding this sort of stuff. But here's just a few definitions, then we'll go back into the acronyms. What's the base flood elevation? They say this, an elevation usually determined by an engineer. Now, you know, there once was a time when engineers were also land surveyors, or they could be. Now, pretty much, because of the division of labor and the specialization and licensing and all of that, land surveyors and civil engineers have been separated into two areas. Quite often you'll find land surveyors and civil engineers, however, working in the same firm. Continuing, an elevation, usually determined by an engineer, that represents the minimum level at which a structure on a specific site can be built to prevent damage in the event of a 100-year flood. So it's important for you to understand that this lays out there in the background. If you're out there and you're looking at buying a piece of property, and boy, this sounds like it's going to be you're getting a really great price on lots of acreage or a tract of land, be very careful. Be very careful. Yeah, you can sit down, you know, with the realtor and sign up on it. But there's a whole gob and a bunch more going on in the background that you need to be aware of, especially if you have some kind of a plan to do something specific with that land. And the floodplain, the flood level, is just the beginning of sorrows. If that whole property, let's say, lies 4 feet below the 100-year flood level, you come in and you want to build, let's say, a 24-by-36-foot concrete slab, and you want to erect a steel building on it and have a tire shop, you're in trouble. Chances are you won't get your building permit approved because your shop would have to be elevated 4 feet. And if you have to elevate your shop 4 feet to get above the 100-year flood line, Then you would have to regrade and do a lot of expensive filling and grading and paving on the site. And if you're in a 100-year floodplain and you've got a sizable building that you're building, you may have to, you know, do all kinds of things to control water runoff, flood water runoff from that site because of your obstruction, all right? Or comply with the International Code Council's body of model codes and acts as regards structures built in a floodplain. Or you may be subject to the county commissioner's attempt to buy you out of that property so that you don't build in a floodplain. All right? So there's lots of stuff going on in the background. What's a drought? It's a period of prolonged dryness, as if any of us didn't know that. But the three categories of drought are agricultural drought, defined by soil moisture deficiencies, hydrological drought, defined as a declining surface and groundwater level, and meteorological drought, defined by precipitation deficiencies. So when you see the word drought and mitigation of droughts, realize that there are multiple definitions. This is the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician that runs in the background all the time, and we need to be aware of it. Words do have meanings. Their meanings are important, and their usage is important as well. Mitigation. Here's the key word. As determined by FEMA, their report titled Report on Costs and Benefits of Natural Hazard Mitigation, mitigation is, quote, sustained action taken to reduce or eliminate the long-term risk to people and their property from hazards and their effects. Mitigation, defined by FEMA. And here, again, I'm trying to draw to connect the dots, if you will, between these hazard mitigation plans and the implementation, right where you are, of this international United Nations Program of Action for Sustainable Development. Here they define sustainable and sustainability. And you don't find these definitions very often, but this is how they define it in a hazard mitigation plan. What is sustainable and what is sustainability? Any policy, project, or action taken to meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their needs. So when you talk about being sustainable, that's what is being said. All right? Please be aware of that. Now, what's the, then we continue the BLM. Of course, that's your Bureau of Land Management. These are all of the actors, the players. These are the public in the public partnership, the public in the public-private partnership, the Bureau of Land. You would never know you had so many partners in your project until you look at this kind of a list, okay? The Bureau of Land Management, the Community Development Block Grants, these are CDBGs. The CPCs, that's the Climate Prediction Center, all right, as the thunder rolls overhead. The CRS, that's the Community Rating System, that has to do with flooding. DMA 2000, the Disaster Mitigation Act, that's, and the Stafford Act are controlling legislation on all of this. EDA, this is your Economic Development Association. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency. FIRM, that's your Flood Insurance Rate Map. FTE, that's a full-time equivalent. GIS, that's a Geographic Information System. They don't list a GPS here, but that would be a Geospatial Positioning System. Right? HMP, or GP, that's a Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. The HMST, Hazard Mitigation Survey Team, and we've just begun. Then there's the Missouri Press Association, the Department of Transportation, the Midwest Climate Center, the National Flood Insurance Program, the National Earthquake Hazards Reduction Program, the Climate Data Center, National Institute of Building Sciences, National Interagency. You see why people have left this country in droves? Why businesses are driven overseas? This is what we need to address when we're packing Uncle Sam's trunk, folks. If we could just pack away this bunch, the U.S. Forest Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Geological Survey, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Southwest Missouri Resource Conservation and Development, University of Memphis, Storm Prediction, State Hazard Mitigation, if we could just pack up these, SEMA, State Emergency Management Agency, if we could just pack up these and send them packing with Uncle Sam, imagine the freedom we would have right where we are. This idea of moving into greater and greater measures of freedom and less despotic and tyrannical control in our lives. And if you wanted to talk about budget items, budgeting, how come we can't get down, you know, why can't we get out of this debt spiral? Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of debt being loaned into existence at interest. First, it's the interest, and I had an article up here that we could talk about, is regards to the Egyptians. They only owe us, what, $1 billion, but they're paying $320 million a year interest. Oh, well, we'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so back to the discussion again. We're talking about FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Planning System and the Sustainable Development Movement. I hope you can understand how huge this discussion is. I mean, we're, what, 18 segments into this now? 18 hours of broadcasting? We haven't even really scratched it. I've got 2-3-inch thick binders here on my table, my radio table, and I'm just shooting around inside some of the more important places, okay? There's just so much more. Here we go back into June the 21st of 2004. Green provision included in a final flood buyout bill. Listen to the wording here. Washington, D.C., Congress today approved the final congressional passage of the Flood Insurance Reform Act of 2003. That was a Senate Bill 2238. All right? the Flood Insurance Reform Act of 2003, which included a provision authored by Representative Gene Green. Gene Green. Oh, boy. The Green provision. The Green provision requires FEMA to offer homeowners a fair price when buying out homes of those with repeat flood insurance claims. You think I'm joking, folks? They're serious. They want to avoid this these repetitive loss claims. Under the new, under the new law, refusal of a buyout or a mitigation offer results in at least a 50% higher insurance premium. That doesn't sound like too much to some of you, but if you've got $1 million property, or if you've got a business and you're down in an area that floods from time to time, or if you're a farmer, you know that could be a substantial wallop. In Houston and Harris County, now we're talking about Texas here, there are over 172,000 homes and businesses with National Flood Insurance Program policies. This is the NFIP, another one of these acronyms. In and over 37% of the 461,000 policies statewide, okay, in Houston and Harris County. The NFIP policies are issued by private insurers and are backed by the federal government due to the unavailability of private flood insurance. Again, this is where FEMA comes in. H.R. 2238 also extends this federal backing of the NFIP by four more years until September of 2008. FEMA scrambled to find funding from the HUD programs and other sources after the Tropical Storm Allison buyouts in Houston because fair market value that offers sometimes did not enable flood victims to purchase a comparable home outside the floodplain. So they offer you a fair market value. If you don't take the bid when they give it to you, you're going to wind up spending a lot more money down the road. And I can assure you, from the past, having secured easements for municipal construction projects, the offer that you get the first time is the best offer that you're going to get. And from then on, it just goes from bad to worse. And if you still resist, then it goes to eminent domain. So when a project's coming to town, honey, the first offer is usually the best offer, and be aware of that. But what they're basically doing is they're just buying you out, getting you up, getting you out, getting you away. More information regarding comprehensive plans. Again, we're back into the state and local mitigation planning how-to guide. More information and resources regarding comprehensive plans, including developing hazard elements, can be found on the American Planning Association's website. And that's where I started this discussion. How does all this come down on us and at us? It comes out of academia. It comes out of the American Planning Association and the AIA, the American Institute of Architects, but mostly the American planners. Quite frequently, when you're dealing with an architect, they have a dual degree. They are both an architect planner. At least some of the better ones are. You may also contact your local planner, regional planning agency, or state planning agency for more information. All right? Disasters can affect your community's housing, economy, transportation, cultural resources, and natural resources, which are all usually covered in a comprehensive plan. All right? A comprehensive plan reflects what the community would like to see happen in the future. Now, as we go back into legal positivism here very soon, I'm going to share with you how this developed. This whole idea of community and communitarianism. Remember this revelation, I'll just say it boldly, that I had years ago now, that there is an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, and that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. A great, broad transformation in law has occurred in my lifetime and some of yours, but primarily from the late 1800s and through until about the 1960s, this was all getting laid out. But again, a comprehensive plan reflects what the community would like to see happen in the future. Who is that community? Who's the we? Who's the mouse in the pocket here that we're talking about? The plan is carried out through other local measures such as capital improvements, zoning, and subdivision ordinances. Okay? It's a rain pounding down on the skylights overhead. I hope it's not distracting to you. The comprehensive plan can incorporate mitigation strategies identified in the community's mitigation plan to do what? To discourage new development in hazard-prone areas. God forbid you should be in a hazard-prone area, all right? And encourage practices that are consistent with the mitigation goals. Some mitigation activities, such as the acquisition of land in high-hazard areas, can tie in with pre-existing community goals. Okay, this is dialogue into consensus, the consensus meetings, where we dialogue you into consensus with a predetermined outcome. Continuing, such as preserving open space, improving environmental quality and natural features, and enhancing recreational opportunities. Now, we could talk about this idea of view sheds, for instance, view shed quarters. And you could go over to Tom DeWeese's website, the American Policy Institute. He has a new article that he's published about NIMBYs, and that's the people not in my backyard. You know, there's always those. And then there's another group, and it's not going to happen here. So the idea is that we oftentimes complain about something someone else is doing without thinking about what we've done. And the not in, the, in my backyard has to do with the energy and other things, but your complaint, for instance, about someone else building some kind of a development in your view shed, we have to take into countenance there and remember that your house might have been in someone else's view shed. So it's kind of a give and take situation, all of us living together on the planet Earth, and there's more than enough room for us all to get around. But let's go back now. Comprehensive and other community organized planning activities. And again, it's the American Association of Planning website, which is www.planning.org. Load your mind up with this material, folks, because when you go out and about and you become vocal local right where you are, as the squeeze is put on your community, as it's being squeezed onto your town, onto your municipality, your cities, in your counties and in your states, we need to be armed with this information so that we can act effectively to block the globalist agenda right where we are. Comprehensive plan and other community organized planning activities. Not all communities have comprehensive plans. And to that I say amen, and let me know if you find a community that doesn't have a comprehensive plan, because I might want to buy property there. Or are required to develop them under state enabling legislation. And this is the problem. They may not have it today, but all municipalities, because they get their blessing, they get their charter from the state, they're all, it's the big, it's the all, y'all come mentality. They're all required to go here eventually. Right? But all communities need to plan for the future. That's right. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? That's right. So all communities need to plan for the future. Integrating mitigation concepts and policies into existing plans provides expanded means for implementing initiatives. And these are these global initiatives. This is Agenda 21, smart growth, new urbanism. You call it the way you want to call it, but I'm calling it tyranny. All right? Anyway, as comprehensive plans are reviewed and updated, and after mitigation strategies are developed, mitigation policies and activities should be incorporated into elements of the plan, such as economic development, transportation, recreation, historic preservation, and housing. And a well-laid-out town with a plan, you know, is a good place. It's a nice place to live. I think that the best time to plan is while it's all just grassland, unfortunately. Because, you know, as time changes and the plans change, your right to use your property is impacted. And if the payment is low, or if you just simply get bought out, it can be exceedingly disturbing and disrupting to you. But we do need to live together. So we can't just close the door entirely on planning. But do we need to be implementing something as draconian as Agenda 21? A natural hazards element may also be desired. Planning for future land uses by considering hazard constraints and opportunities, addressing environmental concerns, and incorporating hazard reduction into capital improvement and infrastructures are all potential mitigation opportunities. We'll be right back.
know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So as we blow into the final segment of today's two-hour broadcast, let's get the common sense perspective from the Lone Star State and go down to Mark in Texas and say good morning, Mark.
I hope I don't let you down. Let's face it, with these new laws that were enacted that you're talking about now are going to be put into place and actually put into practice, wouldn't it be beneficial for a city to have every inch of land under its jurisdiction to either be titled, occupied or owned by another entity, so that when all this legislation is actually put into practice, all they have to do is be a management service.
But, gee, that kind of sounds like what they're doing now, doesn't it?
It certainly does, sir. They don't have to pay for squat. They're a FEMA. They're a management agency, management corporation. Because, see, right here, in this little town I live in, you know, people have boats and they have cars that they don't drive, you know, routinely, like every day to work and whatnot. So what they do, they might park it on the side of the house. And if it rains, well, they just don't move it because they don't want to leave mud up and down the alley, you know, clogging up the city sewer system.
Sure.
When it rains. But, see, the thing is they want you to go out and pour concrete to code to park this thing on. Now, every inch of land in the United States is a conveyance or a thoroughfare of runoff.
Yes, that's right.
if you were to lay concrete per code, and they start taxing you per runoff, because see, you just covered up a part of land that could actually set, that could actually absorb some of the rainwater. So you have now increased your runoff on your property.
That's right.
Is this a tangled web or what?
It is, and in the city of Seattle, for instance, and many other cities, the codes restrict how many square feet you can have of a non-permeable surface. And so if you come in and you buy a piece of property, you go and check out the permeable surface area requirements on that land, and it tells you the footprint of everything, not only the house, but your sidewalks, your driveways, and the full 9 yards. And so if you do have runoff, then you're going to have a probably a catch basin at the end of your driveway. You might have to have an oil-water separator installed there. Now, plus the driveway, now we're talking $20,000. And that's how a simple little, you know, two-bedroom rambler can be jacked up to a $1.5 million property for the tax assessor to tax.
And how many times have you fertilized this month? You know, because that creates algae in the lakes, don't you know, and the streams.
Oh, baby, that's that phosphorus bloom.
There you go. When you buy a house, you don't become an owner. You become a caretaker now, folks.
That's exactly
you
right.
You are no longer an owner.
You're a lawn boy for the county.
You're a caretaker, and by God, there is codes a-coming. And they're all going to have a bill.
And I hope you have a license to run that weed eater, sir.
Well, and if it's electric, hey, I can't put up a windmill. That's against code.
That will be against the code. It's a view shed violation.
Well, it's been a great 2 hours, buddy. Thanks for the time today. It was great.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Bye now.
All right, there you go. Okay, calling from Texas, a little common sense, and he's absolutely right. And I don't care where you go in this country, you're going to find the stuff that we're talking about coming on you and at you. I mean, we can talk about Communist Manifesto from here until the sun goes down, but what we're really looking at is the implementation of Agenda 21. It is such a broad and a transforming process that what we think we had for freedom, as, you know, George Herbert Walker Bush went down to Rio de Janeiro and they got together on the Britannia with Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, and all of the rest of the bunch, Maurice Strong and these guys, and they're all sitting around dialoguing to consensus in the background. They completely destroyed this country. And then with NAFTA and GATT, you know, and FTAA and all the rest of the things that they're doing, these are just more nails into the coffin. They've destroyed this country. This is why we need to be resolute. This is why we need to become vocal local. This is why we need to actually organize and block this stuff wherever we can. Remember, the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000, that's a federal piece of legislation. They count on voluntary compliance and public buy-in to make this happen. That means there's an opportunity for you to say no. We could go back to the other book. I just set that other one aside. But I could share with you one ordinance after another ordinance after another ordinance that have been passed by the county commission to implement these things. Well, if you can bring it into existence, if you can call it out, if you can speak it into existence, and the Lord said, let there be FEMA, and there was FEMA, if you can do that, then you can go the other way. And you can turn the light out on FEMA with an ordinance and then just start unwinding from it. But like I've said in the past on this series, that once you get in the pipeline, once you get yourself dialogued into your local council of government, your regional council of government, and you start taking money, you're entering into contractual agreements. And getting out of those contracts is almost impossible. You've bought in on an international treaty, and the treaties are the highest, you know, law of the land, as they say, not the Constitution. It's the damn treaties, and the drafters made sure of that when they put together our federal Constitution. But anyway, these are things that we need to be aware of, and these are places where we can actually be effective, all right? And no, I don't anticipate that, you know, you're going to be able to get 80% of our Congress that are all, you know, a lockstep in line for Benjamin Netanyahu and that illegitimate box of rocks called Israel. I don't imagine that you're going to be able to have much of an impact on them yet. We need to work on the disease. The disease is the parties. It's that party system that stands between us and our Constitution. It stands between us and representation. It's those parties, stupid. It's the damned parties. That's the disease. Get rid of that. Get rid of the spirit of division. And then we can rediscover what it is to be representatives, if it's even possible. And there's a huge discussion we've had in the past on that. Is it possible to represent someone else? Or the best you could hope for is to present yourself well and you yourself be somewhat representative of the people that live near you that brought you into office. All right? It's a huge discussion. And all of that, you know, all of that started to go by the boards before this country was ever founded. Before this country was ever founded. And we've got another caller on the line in the last couple of minutes. Let's go live and say good morning to Simpson.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I think that something people need to realize is that these amalgamation of power centers and these acronyms, they don't necessarily constitute centers of intelligence for goodwill, but more control. And people, you know, because, I mean, any other person listening to this program would think, well, he's saying these people are ignorant. He's saying that these people don't know what they're talking about. So how do we let people know that though these people may be quite knowledgeable, their purposes and their intentions may not be so good for you? And I think we have to break apart that people always looking for someone more smarter than us, for someone more intelligent than us to lead us, and kind of breaking apart the intelligence and what their plan is. Could you comment on that?
Absolutely. The people are not necessarily stupid. You know, you get somebody that is working, that has been elected to office or has been appointed to a position. Let's say they've gone through education and they've got a master's degree in political science or something, and they actually believe in the things that they were told, just like we did, just like everybody else did when they first graduated. And so they're there and they're doing the things that they were taught about. They learned all about sustainable development in the grade school and in college. And they're actually, they feel as though they're doing the right thing. And so how we can do that is we enlighten their ignorance with education by arming ourselves with the full picture. Bring the whole deal down. I can tell you that I have not yet met any of these elected officials that have ever sat down and read Agenda 21. So they don't even know the overall picture. Because of the division of labor, Simpson, all they know is their one little corner. And when people can see the bigger picture, and that's our duty, then they can start to say, oh, my God, you mean that's what I'm doing? You know, am I actually implementing that? I thought I was just doing land surveying. I didn't know I was taking people's rights to the property use away. You know, I didn't know this. I didn't know that. And it's, you know, that's something where we have to have enough kindness to understand that we are all at a different place in our journey. And that we don't go around condemning everybody and bullhorning and flagging and things like that. What we need to do is come in quietly and teach. And if we can teach people that they understand and show them the light, bring them into knowledge, then perhaps later, if they stay with it, once they've been informed, then we can condemn them for it, and we can do that publicly.
And, you know, I think that you take a wonderful approach when seeing that, yes, you educate people, the masses in these, but you're also, I guess, pushing people to actually educate the people who are performing these operations, because we can only get the math so much, and then it's a point where these people, we need to fix the issue and not necessarily yell at everybody. And
yes.
If there's an issue here, someone go fix it.
Yes, but, absolutely. Let's focus on the disease, quit worrying about the victims and the symptoms, realize that it impacts us all, and then go to the centers of influence, go to the power centers, and work from within right there. I'm all out of time, Simpson. Thanks for the call. We'll see you tomorrow, folks, or Monday.
One state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Bye, y'all.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi,
My name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.